this morning. Y'all doing good? I don't know how you couldn't be after the worship team just led us in that amazing worship time. Thank you to them for pouring out their gifts every single week in and week out. We're such a blessed congregation to have a worship team, numerous worship teams to lead us into the presence of God. If I haven't had the opportunity to meet you yet, I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the pastor here at the White Oak location of Bridge City Church. And I'm so excited you decided to spend your Sunday morning here with us, worshiping God and praising His name. And I say it every week. I'll continue to say it. I will never stop saying it. There's literally no place I'd rather be than right here with you all, worshiping God and praising His name. Obviously, this side of heaven. I think heaven's going to be a better worship experience, but I'm not in a hurry to get there, okay? So today, we get to continue our series entitled Seek First. And we've been going through systematically what it looks like to seek God first in all areas of our life. And today we're going to talk about what it looks like to seek God first in healthy relationships, seeking out healthy relationships. And God gives us the way that we do that right away, right out of Matthew 6, verse 33. We're going to jump there in a moment. But before we do, I just want to pray. I want to pray that we are a people that God's word doesn't just go upon deaf ears, but it goes upon some ears that are ready to walk out what God has for us. And as I pray, I want you to know that at the end of the prayer, I'm going to have a little bit of an explanation for you on what you're saying, but let's go ahead and just pray. Father God, I thank you so much for who you are and who we get to be because of you. Lord, I thank you that you've given us such a powerful priority for relationships. And God, I pray that even if life feels out of order, even if life feels strained at the moment, or we feel disconnected from you or from others, God, I pray that we would understand that it's not an issue of more effort, it's an issue of more focus. And God, may we focus more on you. God, may we understand that if we're going to fix relationships in our lives, they starts with us seeking you first. And God, I pray that today, as we talk about healthy relationships, God, that we would understand where those healthy relationships begin, and it's with you and your presence. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Why do you say amen? Why do we say amen? So be it. Everything that I just prayed, you're putting your hand in the middle and saying, so be it. Let it be so. Let it be so in my life. Let it be so in our lives. Let it be so in our community. Let it be so in the surrounding communities. So be it. So if you didn't say amen, you're like, eh. No, seriously. We're really putting our hands in the middle and saying, we want to see healthy relationships take place here. And this is where it starts. Let's read Matthew 6, verse 33. Everybody say, seek.
Seek.
The kingdom of God above all else. Everybody say, all else.
All else.
I'm not the smartest man in the world. I'm not the most intelligent. I'm still growing in wisdom, in favor and stature before God and man. I'm still believing Luke 2:52 for myself. But one thing that I am is somebody that likes stuff simple. I'm not simple. That means stupid. I got yelled at for saying that once. No, I just like things simple. And this doesn't get any more simple. Put him first above everything else in your life. Put him first above all. And what happens as we do that? We live righteously, and he will give us everything that we need. Is there anybody in the room that you need something today? You're the only one. Lori, listen, you're the only needy one. Me and you. That's it. Nobody else needs nothing. Everybody else is good. How many of you need something? Right? You need it. Now let's keep the other. How many of you want something? Right? All will be given to us when we seek him first. Everything that we need to fulfill the plan and the purpose that he's created for our lives. Our relationships will be healthier. Our lives will be healthier. Our physical well-being will be healthier if we just seek him first. So what does this look like? Listen, healthy relationships don't just happen by accident. Healthy marriages don't just happen by accident. Healthy parenting doesn't just happen by accident. Being a brother in Christ to another brother does not happen by accident. Sisters in Christ doesn't happen by accident. It's very, very purposeful. They're formed intentionally when we align our lives with God's kingdom and allow him to shape how we love, how we communicate, how we forgive, how we learn, how we grow, and how we walk all of that out together. Healthy relationships start at the feet of Jesus. Not one amen. Not one. Man, you guys all right? There's wonderful coffee in there. I don't like coffee. Neither do I, buddy. I love it. I'll tell you what this is in a little bit. It's pretty exciting. It's a business card. How do we walk out us being honoring to God and seeking him first in all of our relationships? Number one, we're going to love people over selfishness. Our flesh wants us to be really, really selfish. It's easy to be selfish. Rachel and I are leaving here. Well, Rachel already left. No, she's back there. We talked right there whether or not she was going to leave, take our son. We're leaving this afternoon for San Antonio. We're going to be gone for the week. We're going to the national conference for the Network of Related Pastors. Jordan, one of our worship leaders, is going. Nate, one of our worship leaders, our arts director, is going. Pastor Rick. But I have to get everything ready to go. And yesterday would have been a perfect day to pack, get everything organized, get my laundry done. It would have been a perfect day to seal up the ceiling that fell in my pantry. Would have been a great day to throw all that food out and get all the pictures ready for the insurance adjuster. I'm praying and believing that Nationwide's on my side again. I just talked to Robert in the kitchen as your worship experience started, and he's coming on Thursday at 2 o'clock. Rachel, put that on the calendar. Thursday at 2 o'clock. She's not listening to me. She's not listening at all. But yesterday would have been a perfect day to get all that aligned. Would have been great. But instead, I was a man of my word and followed up with a commitment that I made to help somebody move. And I'm so happy that I did, because it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. Then I would have been way more of a better day to not take Lennon to the birthday party that he was invited to. But I'm a man of my word, and I told Lennon, we're going. We're all going. It would have been way better than having to go to Walmart and Target and everything last night and get home and finally be able to clean up the pantry and get done with that around 11:30. And Rachel looks at me and says, did you pack yet? I said, no, babe, I'll get it in the morning. Went to sleep. So I'm almost packed. Almost packed. Got to get packed in 15 minutes whenever I get home. But that's what love looks like instead of selfishness. When's the last time you had to put yourself behind and move forward? How about this one, grace over offense? It's very easy for me to get offended. I can get offended really, really, really easy. I'm not unoffendable. I don't want you to be unoffendable. I want you to deal with offenses in a God-honoring, redeeming way. When you're offended, go to somebody and say, hey, listen, I want to be an example of the grace and mercy of God, but this is what I heard. Is that what you meant? If they say, yeah, that's absolutely what I meant, okay, we got to walk this out then. And if that doesn't work, go get somebody else and take them back with you. Deal with offenses in a biblical, God-honoring way. Relationships are better off because of it. Here's another one. You ready? Truth over avoidance. How many avoiders do we have in the room today? I avoid conflict. I'm not going to have any conflict. It's way more simple, and life's way better if we don't talk about hard things. Yeah, I think everything should just be a party. We should just have fun all the time. Everybody would be happy. If everybody was just like a little bit more like me and Jeremy, the world would be great. Gotcha, bro. It's like, it'd be scary. It'd be a horrible place if everybody was like, no, it'd be rough, bro. Admit it. It'd be rough. Have truthful, honest conversations with people in love. May your conversations this year push you forward, and it may push other people forward. Don't avoid hard things. Here's another one. Commitment over convenience. We live in a culture where if it's not convenient, we want nothing to do with it. Now, we had a few mail carriers in our second worship experience. We didn't have any in our first worship experience. There may be a mail carrier in here now. I know there's Amazon. But people complain about USPS all the time. It's archaic. Why do we even have it anymore? It's just losing money. It's not convenient at all. But when they didn't deliver on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, everybody was, well, where's their commitment? I thought their slogan was, we deliver in rain, sleet, snow, earthquakes. Where's the commitment? This isn't convenient for me. How convenient is it for all of us right now that if you can't, don't get offended because there's only one lane roads everywhere we go now. They're just one lane. Some boroughs have done phenomenal. Thank you to the White Oak Borough. They've done great with the snow removal. Elizabeth Township's done phenomenal in so many ways. McKeesport and Pittsburgh are trying. Like, they're trying to get there. It's April's coming. That's what they're thinking. But are we looking for our lives to be more convenient, or are we looking to be more committed to people? Through this whole entire series, Seek First, we've been going through what we call the RPMs. You might not even have known we were doing it. But RPMs are very important. Your tachometer on your vehicle, right? You have your tachometer and you have your speedometer. Your tachometer helps you understand the revolutions per minute for your engine. If it goes too high, what happens? Burnout. Blows up. If it goes too high and stays too high, right? If you're driving your vehicle, right when you first accelerate, get started, it shifts and then it drops down. Then it drops down. Unless you're driving a Jeep, towing a trailer, it just stays at 5,000 the whole time you're pulling the trailer. But that's what life looks like. If you go too slow, your engine's going to stall out. This is what it looks like for all of us. We need to check on our relational health. We need to check on our physical health. We need to check on our mental health. We need to check on our spiritual health. And what's our financial health look like? We need to check on all of these things. God's design and plan for relationships is us walking out these areas so that we are walking in safety and protection. I don't want you to burn out and blow up. I don't want you to stall out, because what happens when you burn up and blow up, you're not just going to physically blow up. No, you're going to physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally blow up on the people that are closest to you. That's what's going to happen. They're the ones that are going to be affected because you're exhausted. They're the ones that are going to be affected. Or if you stall out, guess what you're going to do? You're going to disconnect. You're going to isolate. You're going to try to stay away from the people that are most important. It's just natural. It happens to every single one of us. Relationships is part of God's central design. Genesis 2, verse 18. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him." Listen, we were created to be in community and to be connected with each other. God and with one another. That was the plan. Healthy relationships require intentionality, being intentional with your time. They require honest, hard conversations. They require forgiveness. They require commitment. That is what healthy relationships look like. So let's think about how does our physical life affect our relational life? It very much so is very related. Our physical well-being affects how we relate to others, how we care for others, how we speak to others. Fatigue and stress and neglect of our bodies often show up in these amazing friends of fatigue and stress. You ready for them? Hold on. We're going to read a verse first. Just hold on. We'll get there. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. Don't you realize that your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit who lives in you, was given to you by God. You don't belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. Well, he paid a lot for you. Everything, as a matter of fact. And you must honor God with your body. Taking care of ourselves physically helps us show up fully for others. The best thing you have to offer anybody is a well-rested, fully filled, Holy Spirit-led self. I'm working on the well-rested part, right? I'm being honest. I'm working on that part. I can't wait to get on the plane today and pretend like I'm going to be able to sleep. I've never slept on a plane in the history of my life, but I can't wait to sit down and go, and then Rachel to be next to me. We're taking off. You okay? We're taking off. I can't wait for that. Can't wait. But I'm going to rest over the next few days, hopefully, in Jesus' name. Why? Because if you don't rest, impatience shows up. I can be the most impatient person in the world when I'm tired. Right, Rachel? Here's another one. When I'm tired, physically, emotionally, relationally, guess what else shows up? Irritability. I could be the most impatient, irritable person in the world. Right, Rachel? If she asked me these questions about her, I would shout down. Because it's true. Guess what else happens? You're tired, your fatigue, your stress, all of those things fall on the people that you're closest with. Your irritability, you're not irritable with the people in Giant Eagle. You might be. You might be one of those people. You might be one of those people who gets irritable with the people at Walmart or Target or Trader Joe's or Aldi, wherever you go. But you might not be. You might just be the person that's irritable whenever you get home. That's me. That's what I identify as. I'm cranky sometimes. I'm not cranky with you all, right? Rachel gets to see the irritable part. She gets to see the impatience. She gets to see the withdrawal. Taking care of ourselves physically helps us show up as we were designed to show up. Mentally, let's talk about our mental health. How does this affect our relationships? Healthy relationships require healthy minds. Romans 12, verse 2, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God. What we think shapes how we speak. What we speak shapes how people and how we react. And what we speak ultimately creates how others are going to respond to us. What you're speaking and thinking, is it building people up and building yourself up in your most holy faith? Are you being an encourager that we're called to be? If you're mentally not thinking right, if you have stinking thinking, which I've been there, I've had seasonal depression, I've had clinical depression, I've had just depression, freed from all of it in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. But it's real. What you think affects every area of your life. And what others are speaking or making you think affects every area of your life. Or what you're holding in emotionally, mentally, will affect every area of your life. I have a document within my notes app that is literally just text messages I want to send. I'm serious. I'm human too. I have a flesh. There's text messages, this is what I want to send, and then I delete that one, and then I put in, this is what I should send, and I delete that one, and then the third one is what God's telling me to send. And sometimes that one just, thank you. I'm serious. I'm being real with you. But I got to get that stuff out of my mind or else it'll drive me insane. Thank you. I'm serious. It's happened. But what are you doing? Are you just trying to be, I can say whatever I want, whenever I want, wherever I want? No, go to God first. Seek him first. before you make that Facebook post. Seek him first before you make that TikTok video. Seek him first before you go on Snapchat and send something out to all your friends. Seek him first before Instagram is more important than his word. I don't like what he's saying. Well, listen, read the Bible. The Bible is not all butterflies and rainbows all the time. It's challenging. And our mental life, it needs to be challenged sometimes because we're thinking wrong. Let him transform us through relationships. Why is Pastor Nick yelling today? Because I'm passionate about this. I love people being in community with each other. This is one of the things that I love most about the kingdom of God. We're there for each other. We're here for, we're going to fight with each other and for each other. Spiritually, what do our spiritual health lives look like? It's the foundation of every other area. When our relationship with God is strong, our relationships with others will be strong because it overflows. Our relationship with him overflows into every area of our life. John 15, verse 5. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Everybody say branches.
Branches.
You ever see what happens to branches when you cut it off the vine or cut it off the tree? What happens? They die. Not quickly. Slow, rotten, moldy death. And it stinks. You need to be connected to the vine which gives you life so that you can flourish. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Not some fruit, not a little bit of fruit, not just this type of, no, much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from Christ, we struggle to love and care for people well. Apart from Christ, we struggle with that. But when we're connected to him, we bear much fruit. And what is some of that fruit? I'm happy you asked. Patience. It doesn't say you bear fruit and become fatigued and stressed. No, you get more patient. And guess what? If you pray for patience, guess what God gives you? Opportunities to be patient. He doesn't say patience. No, he says stress and fatigue. Be patient. Be obedient. What else is another fruit? Kindness. Be kind to people. Just smile every once in a while. Rachel, every single person we walk past in the grocery store, she's like. Now, part of that is just because she wants to smile, and part of it is she wants to preemptively attack any conversation that might happen. Right? When she's not with me, though, she doesn't do that as much. Because we bring joy out of each other. Wait till you get to the airport. She's going to be walking through. Here's another one. When we're right with him, guess what we have? Self-control. And that's just not just in some areas of our life. That's in every area of our life. When I became a son of the king, I lost the right to do whatever I feel like doing. Because I'm a representative of him. Everything that I do represents him. Everything that I post online, everything that I text, everything that I email, every phone call, every interaction at every establishment within White Oak and the surrounding areas. I love whenever I'm checking out somewhere and they're like, are you Pastor Nick? I'm like, oh, thank goodness I wasn't like cranky whenever I could. Yeah, that's me. Yeah. Happens all the time. You need to be prepared in season and out of season. And the way that you get prepared is you have people that you're walking with, that you're empowering, and they're empowering you. You walk out healthy relationships in community. And I want you to know that this is a shameless plug for you to become a part of a group. That's all this. It's a shameless plug because groups change lives. If you walk into this place and you know that there's people that know your name, it's a beautiful thing. What is even more beautiful is when you walk out of this place and you know that there's people that remember your name. That's even more powerful. Not just for an hour and 15 minutes on a Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, they're with you, they're walking with you, they're encouraging you, they're crying with you, or weeping on your behalf in prayer. Whatever it may be, we're not created to go through life alone. Pastor Rick and I have been walking together for 21 years. We've worn many different hats in each other's lives. He's not only my boss, my pastor, an elder at my church, he is my spiritual father, and all the way down here at the end, he's my friend. And sometimes I need to call him and say, hey, I just need a dad right now. Yeah, absolutely. I put that hat on. Hey, I need you as a boss right now. I need you to sign this lease with me. Oh, I'll get there in a second. That's exciting. I remember when our relationship changed right back there at that corner of that sound booth. He was burying a very close friend, the founding campus pastor of the White Oak campus. His wife passed away. Very near and dear person to my life as well, and Rachel's. And Pastor Rick and I's relationship went to a whole different level right back there at that corner. And it was all because we knew that we were walking together at that point. There was nothing that was going to break up that covenant relationship. No scheme of the enemy, no trap, no lie, no up, down, or all around. Are you walking in covenant relationship with people in your life? If you're not, scan that QR code. If you don't know how to scan a QR code, just ask somebody to help you or go to the connection point. Hebrews 10:25, let us think of ways to motivate one another with acts of love, good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that his return is drawing near. Are we in the end times? Yeah. We've been in the end times since Jesus went home to be at his rightful place next to the Father. That's when the end times started. So what do? We just wait. We need to be prepared in season, out of season. We need to be prepared as if Jesus is coming back this afternoon. Because he might. Are you ready? This is why groups are so important. Groups are important because we encourage each other. We empower each other. What do groups do? The quote is that it's a group of friends that gets together, reads the Bible, prays, and decides what their next step's going to be. It's not just a slogan. It's the Bible. We get together regularly. And what happens when we get together regularly? Miracles take place, just like it did in Acts 2. You're like, I haven't seen a miracle in a really long time. I wish you had my perspective from up here because I see a whole bunch of miracles. Lauren, you're a miracle. Jacob, you're a miracle. Chops, you're a miracle. Nay, you're a miracle. Everybody in here, we're all miracles, and we're all part of a miracle. What's a miracle? That we're on a second floor of an office building in White Oak, Pennsylvania, and it is currently 15 degrees on February 1st, and we're all up here having church. That is a miracle. The fact that we have a third floor upstairs that houses some of our children's ministry, that is a miracle. The fact that that lease I just told you about was Pastor Rick and I signing the lease for the downstairs space that we're going to be acquiring and renting. And yeah, that's a miracle, right? That's exciting. The fact that you all are going to help renovate it, that's a miracle, right? The fact that we all are going to pay for it, woo, we're a miracle. Less and less people started clapping. Did you notice that? But when we're in community, miraculous things happen. God adds to our number daily. And I can't wait until the day that we're all on one floor. We have 8,000 square feet in here, 2,300 square feet upstairs, and we just added another 1,250 square feet. Somebody do the math real quick. Whole bunch of square feet. 8, 23, that's 10, 3, plus 12. 50. That's 11,000 something, 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 right? We're believing for a building with 20,000 square feet. That's 9,000 more square feet than we currently have. But I'm excited about the miracles we're walking in now. I'm excited about that. We read the Bible. Why? Because the Word of God works. and it is useful for every area of your life. I'm not going to read all these verses to you. I'm just going to talk about them, but I want you to take a picture of this. I want you to know that this is what groups do. When we pray together, we're praying in such faith that we want to see movement. They constantly were united in prayer in the book of Acts. They were constantly seeking God on others' behalfs. When we're encouraging one another, we're not just like, oh, this is a good idea. I want to be an encourager. No, we're walking out the word of God. Do not neglect being together. Build each other up. James 1:22, which is on the screen, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. Walk it out. You need other people to walk it out with you. I had to do it again. Sorry. I have to take my flesh captive sometimes. I just want to start singing a song when I said walk it out together. And it just, I have to, you know, some of you know. If you know, you know. All right, let's walk out the rest of this message. Here we go. Connection groups. It's not about you going someplace that has all the answers. It's about you being in a room that you all are willing to find out the answers together. We listen, we grow, we pray, we walk it out together through faith in God. Galatians 6:2, share each other's burdens, and in this way you are obeying the law of Christ. If we seek first healthy relationships and stronger relationships, it leads to our relationships becoming healthier, our physical lives falling into balance. Our mental and financial lives are renewed, and our spiritual lives grow deeper. Jesus promises that if we put him first, he will give you everything that you need. That includes the wisdom that you need to walk out what he's calling you to do. That includes the grace that is empowering you to fulfill the call in your life. That includes the strength to build healthy relationships. So what's the call to action? We want you to get called to action, because if you just hear the word and you don't walk it out, it's pointless for you to just, you're only fooling yourself, is what God's word tells us. Romans 12, verse 2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. My question is, have you become a new person yet? Have you become anew? Have you given your life to him? That's the first relationship you need to work on. And everything else will fall into place. So do you have a day, a time, a place where you've given your life to Jesus? You've repented of your past. You've received the forgiveness that was poured out for you on that cross. And you called upon him to be the Lord and leader into your future. If you don't have that day, what better day than February 1st, 2026 in White Oak, Pennsylvania at 3001 Jack's Run Road, 15131. I almost went into 15642. That's how I remembered the North Huntington address, because 60652 is if you want to mail anything to Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, right? You're not promised tomorrow. Do you have a day, a time, a place where you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You've allowed for him to begin the transformation process within you? No better day than today. If you don't have a day, a time, a place, I'm going to ask you to do something really brave, but it's the best thing you'll ever do. And that's just slip your hand up to heaven and say, God, that's me. I don't have a day. I don't have a time. I don't have a place. I don't know where I'm going if everything ended today. But I want to know. I want to walk in the peace and the joy and the presence of the Lord, because I need him. And this is not a private thing. This is meant to be a public thing. The heavens are waiting to rejoice for one more to come home. Don't worry about the people in front of you, beside you, behind you. This is a you and God moment. If you don't have that day, that time, just slip your hand up and say, God, that's me. Anyone at all today, I'm working on patience. And I don't want to get irritable. Anyone else? Maybe you're like me and you're scared to raise your hand. We still want to pray with you. We want to encourage you. The tap cards that are on the back of your seats in front of you, you can tap your phone on there. It'll take you to a landing page. And you can check on there. I want to make Jesus the forgiver of my past. I want to start a relationship with Jesus. Just check that. We'll pray with you. We'll help you walk it out because we weren't created to do this alone. We're going to take a moment. We're going to remember. Oh, that card that fell out of my pocket was somebody that has a connection for espresso machines for the cafe downstairs, because we don't want it to be open just on Sundays. We want it to be open Monday through Saturday. And we want all the people that drive past here to go to work on Route 48 to have a place to stop and get coffee. And that's what we're believing for one day. That would be miraculous, wouldn't it? It's even more cool that we might even have our first employee. That's pretty miraculous, right? We don't know if we'll be able to ever pay her, but she would love to be a barista here at Bridge City Church. Anyways, we're going to remember the relationship that changes everything, and that is by receiving communion. If you need your elements, just slip your hand up. The wonderful ushers here at Bridge City Church will be around to give you those. And I have some extra ones here in the front if anybody needs. As we remember everything that Jesus did for us, I want you to know that communion is the common unity between us all together. And before we partake of the bread that represents the body that was given for us, I want us to make sure, number one, that you're right with God. Your relationship with Him is good. You're in good standing with Him. And I want to, number two, make sure that you're in good standing with each other, that you're not carrying any offenses about your brother, your sister, spiritual mom or dad. Get rid of those too, because if we're going to be in common unity with each other because of everything that Jesus did on the cross, we got to be able to deal with offenses and walk them out in a God-honoring way. But let us partake of the bread that represents the body that was given for us. God, we thank you, we praise you, we bring all honor and glory to your name. Let's partake. Let us drink of the juice that represents the blood that was shed that sealed the covenant between us and Christ so that we can have a rightful path back to the presence of the Father. Let's partake together, church. I told you that this room was full of a bunch of miracles. Now we get to be miracles for a bunch of other people. Let's check out our kingdom.